CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 24th of September, 2023, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. RSGB 2023 Convention. RSGB Board Appointment. RSGB Trophy Manager. It's just 3 weeks until the RSGB 2023 convention, so grab a coffee and browse the great lineup of speakers at this year's event. The keynote and after-dinner speaker is Colonel John Doody, who has the unique experience of having held appointments in defence, the intelligence service, and industry. John will discuss his radio communication experiences across the frequency spectrum, from VLF, LF, HF, VHF and SHF to satellite communications from 1965 until today. He will also talk about how amateur radio skills can help people make the most of the many career opportunities within the RS spectrum. During the rest of the weekend, you will have a wealth of topics and speakers to choose from, ranging from de-expeditions and SOTA to 23 SEMs, aircraft scatter, 30 terahertz cutting-edge technology, and everything else in between. AMSAT UK is also holding its colloquium at the RSGB convention again. Find out more at rsgb.org/convention and book your place at this fantastic amateur radio event. The RSGB board is pleased to announce the appointment of Richard Horton, G4AOJ, as a co-opted director to assist it in its duties until the RSGB 2024 AGM. After serving for 9 years, the RSGB trophy manager is retiring and the society is looking for a new volunteer for this role. Although traditionally an individual role, the tasks of the trophy manager could be carried out by a small team, working in close relationship with the three contest committees and the RSGB general manager. The trophy manager looks after the RSGB trophies, arranges for their engraving and presentation to recipients, and maintains the trophy's history. Currently, the trophies are stored in a commercial storage facility paid for by the RSGB, and this can be moved near to the location of the new trophy manager or team. If you are interested in applying for the role as an individual or as a small team, please email golfmike.deltaechopapatango@rsgb.org.uk, or you can find out more about the role on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/volunteers. For the whole month of October 2023, a new event known as UK Bunkers on the Air will be taking place. The event is now a standalone activity, and this year it is dedicated to the memory of the late Chris Darlington, M0DOL. It recognises his work to establish bunkers on the air within the former Castles and Stately Homes on the Air, or CASHOTA, team. This is a brand new activity with a fully revamped register of former Royal Observer Corps bunkers with more than 1,500 potential references to activate or chase. Activities are planned for the HF and VHF bands. This is a good opportunity to get out and do some portable activity before the winter closes in. Awards will be available for chasers, activators and shortwave listeners. Overseas amateurs and shortwave listeners will be very welcome to chase activators and apply for awards. For more details, search for Bunkers on the Air on Facebook. Visit bunkersontheair.org or email bunkersontheair@gmail.com. Lots of operators are taking part in the Railways on the Air weekend. Today, the 24th, is the last day of the event, so log the participating special event stations while you can. For more information and to see a list of stations taking part, visit Romeo Oscar Tango Alpha at bravoalpharomeoalphacharlie.org.uk. This is the last call for volunteers to apply to be the new Intruder Watch coordinator when Richard Lamont, G4DYA, retires from the role in a few weeks. If you're interested in finding out more, email RSGB Spectrum Forum Chair Murray Nyman, G6JYB, at spectrum.chairman@rsgb.org.uk, or look at the volunteer description on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/volunteers. Now for details of rallies and events. The Western Supermare Radio Society Radio and Electronics Rally is being held today. The venue is the Campus Community Centre, Wirral, Western Supermare, postcode Bravo Sierra 247 Delta X-ray. The doors are open from 10 a.m. and entry is £3 per person. Under 16s will be admitted free of charge. Free parking and refreshments are available. For more information, email westonradiosociety@gmail.com or call 07871-034-206. It's probably a bit late to do that. Now the special event news. Special call sign Oscar Quebec 95 Romeo Charlie Lima is in use throughout 2023 by Radio Club Leuven ON4CP in Belgium to celebrate its 95th anniversary. QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL, the Bureau, or Directo ON3AR. Victor India 10, Victor Kilo, Foxtrot, Foxtrot is a special call sign in use to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the Worldwide Flora and Fauna program in Australia. It will be used from Australian parks until the end of 2023. QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL or via VK5PAS, direct or via the Bureau. Now the DX news. Darren, VK4MAP, will be active as 3 Delta 2 Romeo Alpha Tango from Rotuma Island, OC060, until the 29th of September. He operates SSB on the 8040, 2015, 12 and 10 meter bands, QSL to home call, direct. Holger, ZL3IO, will be active as Zulu Lima 7 India Oscar from Waitangi, Chatham Islands, OC038 until the 29th of September. He's QRV on 160 to 10 meter bands using CW, RITI, SSB, FT8 and FT4. QSL via Logbook of the World, Club Logs OQRS or via DK7AO. Don M0CVZ will be active as 6 Yankee 5 Delta Hotel from Jamaica, NA097, until the 30th of September. He will operate SSB on the 40, 20, 17, 12 and 10 meter bands, QSL via Club Log and Logbook of the World. Now the contest news. The CQ Worldwide DX RITI contest started at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 23rd of September and ends at 23:59 UTC today, the 24th of September. Using RITI on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is signal report and CQ zone. The UK is in zone 14. Today, 24th, the UK Microwave Group 5.7 and 10 gigs contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC. Using all modes on 5.7 and 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Also today, the Practical Wireless 70 MHz contest runs from 1200 to 1600 UTC. Using all modes on the 4 meter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Tuesday the 26th of September, the SHF UK Activity Contest runs from 1830 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes on 2.3 to 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 27th, the UK and Ireland Contest Club 80 meter contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC. Using CW on the 80 meter band, the exchange is your 6 character locator. On Thursday the 28th, the Autumn Series Data Contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using RTTY and PSK63 on the 80-meter band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. The UK and Ireland Contest Club DXSSB Contest runs from 1200 UTC on Saturday the 30th of September to 1200 UTC on Sunday the 1st of October. Using SSB on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Stations from the UK and Ireland also send their district code, and this event replaces the original RSGB DX contest. It's listed on the RSGB contest calendar, and for entrance from the UK and Crown Dependencies counts towards the HF Championship. This international DXSSB contest also has a teams section. Teams members, with a maximum of 3 members, can be from different DXCCs and can enter different sections. Rules in English and 8 other languages can be found under the DX contest menu at Uniform Kilo Echo India CharlieCharlie.com. The Work Tour Britain DX contest runs from 1200 UTC on Saturday the 30th of September to 1200 UTC on Sunday the 1st of October. Using SSB on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report, serial number and Worked All Britain Square. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 21st of September, 2023. Last week's space weather was very disturbed from a geomagnetic point of view. The KP index hit 6.67 on the 19th of September, spawning reports of visible aurora from around the UK once again. This was the result of a coronal mass ejection passing Earth, which caused a period of strong G3 storming very early that morning. The ionosphere was badly affected, with MUS over 3,000 km path down below 18 MHz for most of the day. By Wednesday, the 20th, things began to improve, and MUS were back up to 21 MHz, sometimes even 24 MHz, by late morning. By Thursday, the 21st, the KP index was down to 2.67. Meanwhile, we had numerous C and M class solar flares to contend with as well, a total of 39 from the 18th to the 20th. So last week was not exactly a good time for HF operations. This week, commencing today, 24th, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will be in the range 135 to 145, although if the past month is anything to go by, it could easily be higher. The KP index is forecast to be 2, apart from on the 28th and 29th when it could rise to 4. In reality, with so many sunspots, we could also have a solar flare and associated coronal mass ejection at any time, so take these predictions with a pinch of salt. The good news is we are now past the autumnal equinox, so the ionosphere is improving. Expect better worldwide HF conditions as we head towards October and November. Now the VHF and up propagation news. The recent unsettled weather seems to have set a trend for us with a likely repeat process through the coming week, although there may be a few drier interludes. The next low in sequence will soon be arriving to keep the rather unsettled theme in play. This means that rain scatter is a good choice for operators during the period. There's usually some uncertainty in such a complex pattern, and recent model runs have been alternating between a return of high pressure during the next week, with a chance of troppo, and the continuation of lows with fronts bringing rain and showers. We are, however, in a keep the lows coming mindset at the moment, so don't build your hopes on troppo too high. Such uncertainties in long lead time forecasts are quite typical at this time of the year when ex-hurricanes can get involved in the Atlantic flow pattern and disrupt the forecast very easily. The other modes thermometer are Aurora, which has been seen recently from southern Britain, so definitely one to keep in mind, and Meteor Scatter, which can be productive. We are approaching the busy season for meteors, with several good showers between early October and December. However, the last week in September does not hold much promise. There's always random meteors to keep interest alive, but this week might be better used getting equipment ready for the next few months of activity. Having reached its lowest declination of the lunar month, the moon is now beginning to slow climb back up. With the moon out of Sagittarius, sky noise will decrease and is at its lowest midweek. Past loss, degradation, will be lowest on the 27th, with the moon at perigee, its closest point to Earth. The full moon is on the 29th. Altogether, it looks like a good week for EME operations, especially if you can elevate your antenna or disc reflector. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSDB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSDB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. For the South West and South Wales, centred on Bristol. On Tuesday, Bath and District Amateur Radio Club will be having a net on 70.475 MHz from 7:30 PM. The club will be meeting on Wednesday. Contact is Bravo Alpha Delta Alpha Romeo Charlie at protonmail.com. On Tuesday, Bristol RSGB Group will be meeting to enjoy a talk by Paul G4KHU entitled Point to Point, A History of International Telecommunications During the Radio Years. Contact is Paul Roberts, G0OER, Secretary at Gulf6YankeeBravo.com. On Friday, North Bristol Amateur Radio Club has a free quiz night with prizes. Non-members are very welcome to join in the fun. The event will be held at the Page Community Centre, Staple Hill, postcode Bravo Sierra 16 for November Echo. For more information, contact Dave, G7BYN, on 07533 933 831, or visit www.novemberbravoalfaromeocharlie.org.uk. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 PM at the Chantry, Thornbury. Daily nets are held at 10:30 AM on GB3ZB and on Friday evening at 8 PM on 145.450 MHz. If you have an interest in amateur radio, you are welcome to visit the club and join in with its nets. www.tango-sierra-golf-alpha-romeo-charlie.uk, or contact Terry, M0TJX, via secretary at tango-sierra-golf-alpha-romeo-charlie.uk. And of course, today, the Western Supermare Radio Society is holding its 8th Radio and Electronics Rally at the Campus Community Centre, Wirral. For Wales, the 48th Welsh Radio Rally will take place on Sunday the 1st of October. The venue will be Llanwern High School, Hartridge Farm Road, Newport, South Wales, postcode November Papa 183 Yankee Echo. The doors will be open from 8 AM for traders and from 10 AM for visitors. Entry is £3. Free parking, bring and buy, and refreshments will be available. For more information, email Welsh Radio Rally at golfwhiskey6golfwhiskey.co.uk. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society will be meeting to enjoy a talk by Robert, GW0RQC, on SOTA chasing. There will be a club net on 144.550 MHz from 8 PM on Wednesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7 PM hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. Contact is Steve, 2W0VOG, 07900560080. Cwmbrannan District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9 PM at Hensley's Village Hall, postcode November Papa 446 Juliet Zulu. Contact is Ken Smith, 07411 595-103 or via mikecharlie0yankeealphadelta.club. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Clonidale, Cardiff, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 146 Echo Alpha, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access to disabled visitors. There are nets on GB3WB from 9:30 p.m. till 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week. During the summer, this club also has a regular net on 2 meters SSB. On the 3rd of October, the club will be hosting a talk about SOTA activation. Kevin Nichols, MW0KXN, is a seasoned SOTA activator and will be giving a presentation describing his setup, valuable lessons he has learned, and sharing some photos of recent trips. Please arrive at 6:30 p.m. The talk will begin at 7 p.m. and last around 2 hours. Contact is Hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie, at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 3.705 MHz at 10 a.m. On Tuesday, there will be a net on 145.375 MHz from 8 p.m. On Thursday, there will be a meeting at the Society's clubhouse and via Zoom from 7 p.m. Contacts is via www.golfwhiskey4echozuluwhiskey.org.uk/contact-uniform-sierra. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society is now moved to Ustrud Rhondda Sports Centre, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 417 Sierra Yankee. For more information about the society, visit Golf Whiskey 2 Foxtrot Oscar Foxtrot .co.uk. The contact is John DW4BUZ 01443 432 542. Uskside Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Indoor Bowls Centre, Glebelands Stadium, Bank Street, Newport. Postcode November Papa 197 Hotel Foxtrot. The club also meets on the first Saturday of the month at 9:30 a.m. at the same address for breakfast and a general chat. For more information, contact the club secretary via email at usksideradio@gmail.com. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeo-sierra-golf-bravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS-schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close-down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.